Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Scientific research has confirmed that anger kills every day through a host of ailments such as depression, stress, broken relationships, and heart disease. Yet its victims often never know what hit them. Though there is no quick fix for this silent killer, new pioneering research reveals a solution. The solution is forgiveness. On today's special edition of Health and Longevity, we will devote our entire program to discussing the healing power of forgiveness with Dr. Dick Tibbetts, Ph.D., the author of the landmark book, Forgive to Live, How Forgiveness Can Save Your Life. But before we get into today's exciting topic and talk with our featured guest for today, we will be right back after this short message.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our special guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Dick Tibbetts. Dr. Dick Tibbetts has worked in the field of behavioral and spiritual health for over 30 years and has assisted thousands of people in achieving whole person health and healing. He has a doctoral degree in psychology and a master's degree in theology, is a licensed professional mental health counselor, a certified supervisor of clinical pastoral education, and an ordained minister. He has pastored churches, served as hospital chaplain, led numerous health education programs, and has conducted original research in the field of spirituality and health. A sought-after speaker, Tibbetts has presented his work at Harvard Medical School, the Mayo Clinic, Loma Linda University, the National Institute of Health, and the National Women's Health Association, and also the International Conference on Stress and many other institutions around the country, and literally around the world. Well, Dr. Tibbetts, thank you for being with us today on Health and Longevity.
Well, thank you, John, for having me. It's good to be with you today.
And we're talking about your brand new book, been out for a little while, but it's a great book, and I highly recommend it. The title is Forgive to Live, How Forgiveness Can Save Your Life. Tell us how you got interested in writing about forgiveness.
Well, my friends would say it's because I need forgiveness more than anyone else. But the real reason, in working with Florida Hospital and the Walt Disney Company, we partnered together in the design of a new community in Celebration, Florida. And we wanted to build a hospital for the future. And we agreed that whole person health, body, mind, and spirit, was foundational to the new paradigm of health and healing. So to achieve this, we partnered with leading medical companies for technology. The field of mind-body medicine was exploding with new research, but little research was being done on spirituality and healing. So I decided to do the research. And I chose forgiveness because the American Heart Association had just identified anger as a major risk factor for heart disease. And so I felt, what better intervention to deal with life's hurts and anger than forgiveness?
Now, in your book, you claim that forgiveness can actually reverse physical diseases. Let's get into that.
Yes. Yeah, so I used the scientific research methodology of control group and intervention group. And we worked with our physicians at Florida Hospital and patients with stage one hypertension, high blood pressure, were referred into our program, and they were randomly divided into a control group, which simply monitored their blood pressure over an eight-week period of time, and an intervention group, which, in addition to monitoring their blood pressure, took an eight-week program learning how to forgive. The net result of that study, the conclusion was that people who practice forgiveness were able to not only reduce their anger through forgiving, but also reduce their blood pressure from stage 1 hypertension to normal blood pressure. And this was consistent for those participants who had elevated anger before they joined the study.
Very interesting. Now, let's talk about anger. And I know, as you said, it's a risk factor for heart disease and other health problems. Why is anger so dangerous to our health?
Well, it's interesting because all of our emotions have a corresponding hormonal reaction. So that when I'm happy and pleasant, my body tends to be flushed with those hormones that give me a positive feeling of well-being. When I'm angry, cortisol is actually released into my blood system. Now, cortisol is interesting, for it, the first organ that it reacts with is the heart, signaling it to increase its heart rate. Well, as heart rate increases, you're pushing more blood through the same veins, therefore increasing blood pressure. This can lead to tearing or scarring of the inner lining. Couple that with the fact that when you're angry, it takes a lot of energy to be angry. Therefore, your body needs to release some of its fat storage into your bloodstream. If all this fat is not burned, it's then converted in the liver to cholesterol. Cholesterol then accumulates in those tears and crevices we just referenced in your inner lining, thus accumulating and building up. One more interesting fact about cholesterol is that cholesterol, along with adrenaline, interacts with the cholesterol, causing it to actually become more adhesive. Thus, it sticks better. And of course, if you've ever wrapped a Christmas present, it seems like the tape always sticks best to itself and gets all stuck together. Well, The same thing happens with the cholesterol. It sticks to itself as it adheres to the lining, thus accumulating. And the risk of this, of course, is that this accumulated platelets could break free and could actually stop the blood flow either to the heart, thus heart attack, or to the brain, thus stroke. So many risk factors to anger that happen inside your body that is a direct result of retaining that caustic emotion.
Now, you know, a lot of people really don't see themselves as having a problem with anger. How does one really see if they do have this anger problem that contribute to their health problems?
No one likes to say, I'm angry. We've learned as a society that anger is wrong.
Right.
So therefore, it's not easy to see that in myself. So here's the telltale sign. If you have a story, and I call it a grievance story because it's a loss about some hurt or unexpected disappointment that came into my life. If you have a story that you're repeating over and over again, either out loud to someone else or internally in your own mind, then you have anger. Because anger is always the result of hurt or perceived harm that is caused by someone else. Now, you might not feel the anger because we identify anger as that explosive rage. But psychologists tell us that you cannot have anger without hurt. So if you have a story of hurt, then you are harboring anger.
So it has to do with something in their past that they've been hurt with?
It's the memory and the retention of the memory. I mean, anger is obviously can be a current triggered experience. But oftentimes, when I've been hurt by someone else, I carry that story because it doesn't get resolved. And it's in the continuation of that story that I keep the anger alive. And that emotion of anger, as we said previously, begins the cascading of a whole series of physical reactions.
I see. So the past experiences are bringing out things and they're just carrying on to other people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If a past experience, keeping that alive either in my memory by reminding myself or repeating that in my mind or keeping it alive by sharing it with someone else. You know, if someone hurts me, one of the first instincts I have is to want to tell someone else. Why do I want to tell someone else? Well, either to get empathy so that someone's understanding my situation, or to give a warning. You know, if that person did that to me, be careful. They may do it to you. But what I fail to realize is that by repeating that story, I keep the emotion alive. And it's not the anger that's so much detrimental to my health. Anything can happen. It's the retaining of that anger and holding on to it for day after day, week after week, month after month, and in some cases, year after year.
So this gets into forgiveness, and this is your approach to helping dealing with anger, is that correct?
Yes, because once people realize that they have this hurt, that they're carrying these grievances, then what do they do with it besides continue it? And that's where forgiveness comes into play, because it can bring an end to this cycle that is detrimental to your health.
Now, why don't people forgive more often? I mean, the people, one of my colleagues, Dr. Jerry Jampolsky, who has done a lot of work in the area of forgiveness, and we actually set up a kind of forgiveness program at Castle Medical Center over in Hawaii years ago, points out that not forgiving is like you drinking poison and hoping the other person dies.
You're correct.
And so why it actually does more harm to ourselves by not forgiving. Why don't people forgive more?
Well, it's one of two reasons. Either they don't know how to forgive,
okay,
which is why I wrote the book and why we're talking today about how to forgive, or they don't want to forgive. You see, forgiveness is hard work. After all, I've just been hurt by someone I once trusted. Why would I want to do anything with that person again? And so I avoid forgiveness in order to avoid the person who harmed me.
Mm-hmm.
So when people ask me the question, why should I forgive? I mean, after all, I didn't do anything wrong. It's the other person that should be punished. I find people can withhold their forgiveness, hoping that the other person will suffer for what they did. Now, the problem with that thinking is, if you really ask yourself the question, who's really suffering?
Right.
The truth is, I'm the one that's suffering because I'm still holding on to the pain and the hurt. The other person has gone on with their life. So I help people to come to the conclusion that withholding forgiveness is only detrimental to my health. And once you realize that, then you can overcome the resistance to forgiveness by coming to the conclusion, I have to forgive. It's for my own good.
We'll be back with Dr. Dick Tibbetts after this. Hello, this is Dr. John Westerdahl, and I would like to personally invite you to a very special Forgive to Live seminar with Dr. Dick Tibbetts and me in Southern California. If you live in Southern California or would just like to come over to Southern California to this life-changing program, we would love to meet you. Coming soon, Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th, the seminar will be held in Thousand Oaks, California. The seminar location is at the Thousand Oaks Seventh-day Adventist Church at 480 West Gainsborough Road in Thousand Oaks. The seminar starts Friday evening, October 13th, and that evening you will join us for a very healthy, delicious supper, followed by the very first session of the Forgive to Live seminar program. And then the next morning at 10 a.m., Saturday, October 14th, the program continues until 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. On Saturday, you will also be our guests for a delicious vegetarian buffet luncheon included with your registration. You will learn about the power of forgiveness and how it can change your life and possibly even save your life. Learn how forgiveness is the greatest healer of all for your mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. The program will take you through each step of the forgiveness process, and you will learn how to forgive and how to overcome the habit of holding on to grudges. Discover the skills and tools you need to forgive. Learn how to forgive others who, in your present or past life, have been difficult to deal with. Discover how to forgive yourself so you don't have to continue living with guilt and being ashamed of things you may have done in the past. Is anger weighing you down? Do you feel depressed, stressed, or broken? Well, the Forgive to Live seminar is for you. Learn to forgive and grow in your relationship with God. You will experience a Forgive to Live worship time that can help you grow spiritually. The Forgive to Live seminar comes to Southern California Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th, at the Thousand Oaks Seventh-day Adventist Church in Thousand Oaks, California. At the seminar, you will receive 6 hours of live instruction and lecture from Dr. Dick Tibbetts, a leading authority on forgiveness. You will learn how to be the forgiving person that you really want to be in life. You will also receive a valuable 163-page Forgive to Live workbook, taking you each step through the Forgive to Live seminar. Plus, bonus materials, guides, and self-study information and exercise on developing forgiveness, along with techniques to control and manage anger. You will experience a Forgive to Live worship time that can help you to develop forgiveness in your spiritual life. Your registration also includes 2 healthy, nutritious, and delicious meals. A program like this could easily cost over $100, but this seminar is actually priceless as it can actually change your life. But at the Forgive to Live seminar in Thousand Oaks, California, you get all this if you register for only $25. That's right, the complete Forgive to Live seminar, the workbook, and the 2 healthy, delicious meals for only $25 per person. We even have special discount rates for couples who attend. Get your pencil and paper ready right now, because I'm going to give you the phone number to register. To register for the Forgive to Live seminar in Thousand Oaks, California, call 805-350-2203. That's 805-350-2203. We will give that registration and telephone number later on in today's program, and we look forward to seeing you in Thousand Oaks, California. Now back with Dr. Dick Tibbetts. So people often say forgive and forget. Does it really work out that way?
Yeah. You know, that is the most common expression about forgiveness, right? Forgive and forget. We've all heard that expression. The problem is, I don't forget. If forgiveness was forgetting, then the people with the shortest memory would be the people who are the best forgivers. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Rather, forgiveness is remembering in a different way. You see, what we remember is more to do with how we remember it than what actually happened. And the reason I can say this is you can be in a discussion with your best friend, and you're recalling an event, and even though the two of you were there, you see that story a little differently. It's not so much that the facts are different, but what those facts mean, the motives behind why people did what they did, really color my memory. So what I'm really saying is that all memory has a bias. It is biased from my point of view. So in forgiveness, my goal is not to forget, but to remember in a different way. In fact, I once heard it this way: forgiveness is giving up all hope for a better past and moving on toward a brighter future.
Oh, that's great. Now, I see a chapter in your book here, and I see a lot of people who have problems with forgiveness and blaming others, and a very common, well, the way you put it here in the chapter, it's called My Life is Your Fault.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you explain that a little bit?
Sure. The natural instinct we have when we've been hurt by someone is to blame that person. And when I do that, I set up an event that I may not even be aware of. For when I blame someone, I say, my problems are their fault. Or as I said in my book, my life is your fault. And therein is a problem. You see, blame assigns fault. It doesn't solve the problem. You can keep blaming someone for infinity and it doesn't fix anything. And if I believe that the other person needs to do something to make my life better, which is the hidden assumption of blame, you need to do something for me, then I have to tell you, you may be waiting a very long time. I mean, why would we expect the very person that I don't like to want to all of a sudden do something nice for me?
Mm-hmm.
So while blame's motto is my life is your fault, forgiveness's motto is my life is my responsibility. Responsibility, my ability to choose my response. So forgiveness really empowers us to choose our life's direction as opposed to reacting to what someone else has done. Blame keeps us stuck. Forgiveness is the gift that allows us to move on.
Now, you are a man of faith, and you've done a lot of research in the area of spirituality and health. Tell us about what you see as the relationship to really achieving optimal health and how spirituality fits into that.
There are several key elements of spirituality that people use to practice improved health. One is prayer. So when someone is sick or someone is ill, it's not uncommon for people to call upon others to pray for them and to receive that support, knowing that others care and that even God cares.
Yes.
You know, it's much better to overcome an illness when you have know others care for you. Social support is proven powerful intervention. Of course, I talk about forgiveness, which is another spiritual tool, and
sure.
and it's one that Christ used. In fact, you would see
right.
in his stories that he would forgive someone, and they would immediately rise, take up their bed, and walk. That forgiveness and healing were so parallel that when one benefited, the other did. But I think ultimately spirituality helps us in life because it gives us a sense of purpose and meaning. Because without that, life is just one endless event after event, like the hamster on the treadmill. What's next? What's next? And it doesn't get you anywhere, and all of that can become overwhelming. But if your life has meaning and purpose, you can punch through that and achieve something much higher plane, a much more meaningful plane. And thus, when your life is moving in a direction that's consistent with who you are, that in itself is healing because it reduces stress, it brings a sense of well-being and peace. And truth be known, that in surveys, on health surveys, one's sense of well-being is a more powerful predictor of future health than many of their current physical biometrics. So I believe that spirituality gives us that sense of well-being, which gives us that sense of health, which then optimizes our ability to handle life's diseases.
Well, Dr. Tibbetts, on October 13th and 14th in Thousand Oaks, California, you will be presenting a live Forgive to Live seminar. Tell us a little bit about what you'll cover during that seminar.
Sure, and I'm really looking forward to being out there. On Friday night, we're going to talk about the motivation to forgive, and I'm going to focus on the things that we do that substitute forgiveness, that we do in place of forgiveness, and how those things really don't work. Then on Saturday morning, we're going to talk about how to forgive, the steps, the decisions you make, the journey of forgiveness. You see, the primary focus here is that when we think of forgiveness, we often focus on the person who did us harm. The problem with that is that we then hope they'll do something to make our life better. And often that doesn't happen. So rather than trying to put the other person on the hook and punishing them for what they did to us, the truth is, when I keep them on the hook, I'm only punishing myself. So forgiveness is really a way of moving forward. In fact, that's what we'll discuss in the afternoon. What are the benefits that you can expect by forgiving? And those benefits are physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Well, that sounds great, and we're looking forward to the seminar on October 13th and 14th in Thousand Oaks, California. If you live in Southern California or would just like to come over to this life-changing program, we would love to meet you. Coming soon, Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th, the seminar will be held in Thousand Oaks, California. The seminar location is at the Thousand Oaks Seventh-day Adventist Church at 480 West Gainsborough Road in Thousand Oaks. The seminar starts Friday evening, October 13th, and that evening you will join us for a very healthy, delicious supper, followed by the very first session of the Forgive to Live seminar program. And then the next morning at 10 a.m., Saturday, October 14th, the program continues until 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. On Saturday, you will also be our guests for a delicious vegetarian buffet luncheon included with your registration. You will learn about the power of forgiveness and how it can change your life and possibly even save your life. Learn how forgiveness is the greatest healer of all for your mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. The program will take you through each step of the forgiveness process, and you will learn how to forgive and how to overcome the habit of holding on to grudges. Discover the skills and tools you need to forgive. Learn how to forgive others who, in your present or past life, have been difficult to deal with. Discover how to forgive yourself so you don't have to continue living with guilt and being ashamed of things you may have done in the past. Is anger weighing you down? Do you feel depressed, stressed, or broken? Well, the Forgive to Live seminar is for you. Learn to forgive and grow in your relationship with God. You will experience a Forgive to Live worship time that can help you grow spiritually. The Forgive to Live seminar comes to Southern California Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th, at the Thousand Oaks Seventh-day Adventist Church in Thousand Oaks, California. At the seminar, you will receive 6 hours of live instruction and lecture from Dr. Dick Tibbetts, a leading authority on forgiveness. You will learn how to be the forgiving person that you really want to be in life. You will also receive a valuable 163-page Forgive to Live workbook, taking you each step through the Forgive to Live seminar, plus bonus materials, guides, and self-study information and exercise on developing forgiveness, along with techniques to control and manage anger. You will experience a Forgive to Live worship time that can help you to develop forgiveness in your spiritual life. Your registration also includes 2 healthy, nutritious, and delicious meals. A program like this could easily cost over $100, but this seminar is actually priceless as it can actually change your life. But at the Forgive to Live seminar in Thousand Oaks, California, you get all this if you register for only $25. That's right, the complete Forgive to Live seminar, the workbook, and the 2 healthy, delicious meals for only $25 per person. We even have special discount rates for couples who attend. Get your pencil and paper ready right now, because I'm going to give you the phone number to register. To register for the Forgive to Live seminar in Thousand Oaks, California, call 805-350-2203. That's 805-350-2203. And we look forward to seeing you in Thousand Oaks, California.
There's a California city where people sure do live a long time. That's right, statistically. They live 10 years longer than the next town over. It's not the Fountain of Youth, but in Loma Linda, these Energizer Bunny Christians just keep on going. Why? A lot of Seventh-day Adventists call Loma Linda home. And you know, their quiet secret is this: quality of life. Now, we've all heard the no cigarettes, no booze part. Obviously, that works. And the Adventist philosophy of gourmet eating without a lot of meat is frankly the trend of the 21st century. But in addition to a global culture of world-class hospitals and great schools and colleges, is this philosophy Adventists enjoy. And you can borrow. Your body's on loan to you from God. Why not live both long and well? In the 92354 zip code, a lot of fun-loving people make it clear to 100 and beyond. Even U.S. News admitted, want to add those 10 years? Easy. Just live like an Adventist. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for this week's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.